Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Behike Sanagori, and check it out. This is the first show entitled The Behike Show. You can only hear this show at Taino Radio. Thank you so much, and let's start the show with a cool song.
Voice.
Okay, everyone, this is Sanak Odi. I'm having a little issues once again in my studio. I don't know what's going on, but the Spooky Lou Show, ever since we brought up the topics of hell and the existence of hell, of demons, and so on, my studio has been crazy. But the song that you just heard is called Santo Daime, and Santo Daime basically is the only church in the world, and is found in Brazil, that the sacrament or the sacred object they use in their ceremony is ayahuasca. And ayahuasca contains the DMT. So that song is inspired, as I mentioned before, when the studio wasn't working that well. I was saying that it's not, you know, people say it's a taking DMT, it's a psychedelic trip, as the U.S. government said, it's a drug, whatever. But listen, a psychedelic drug. But for Native people, traditionally for thousands of years, we use DMT to travel to the spirit world. It's a fine line. It's a veil between our world and the spirit world. So it's an honor. For me, it's not a trip. It's an honor, an invitation to travel to the spirit world. So once again, I thank all you listeners. Maybe you're here listening to the show out of curiosity. What is the Bihike show? What is a Bihike? And if you know what a Bihike is, you're probably thinking to yourself, hey, I think I feel called to a Bihike. I'm going to discuss the importance of lineage, okay, later on in the show, but especially we're going to begin with going into the creation stories that was handed down to us, thankfully, through Juan Mateo. I know, a lot of people are saying, who's Juan Mateo? Quatimana, okay? He was the actual translator of Ramon Pané, who was sanctioned by Christopher Columbus to go visit and spend time with our ancestors, the Taino, and to learn the language, learn the worldview, learn the religion, the belief system. Why did Columbus want to learn all this? Well, if you know how people think spiritually, you can do a lot of damage. And one of the damages, as we know, that Christopher Columbus did was that he divided and he attempted to conquer our people. That did not work. Why? Because we're still here. But he did attempt. He did attempt to destroy our culture through our belief systems. And we'll discuss a little bit about that, but the theory that Juan Mateo was the one that passed down these traditions to us was a theory that I learned from a professor Anthony Arroyo Stevens, who mentioned this several times in his articles. I heard it firsthand in a lecture he gave about that Ramon Pané had no clue the general Taino language. He knew a basic Makwori language in what we know as Quisqueya and present the Dominican Republic. Small regional tribal people, the Makwori's language. But it wasn't the general language we know as classic Taino. So, that's for another show. But basically, Ramon Pané had no clue. That's why when you read his work, of his work on the traditional Taino beliefs, religious beliefs, or spiritual beliefs, I like to say. Basically, he had no clue. He even wrote it. He says, I don't know what's first. I don't know what last. Now, it's tragically, Watibanama, he was killed. Juan Mateo was killed. And that's the sad truth. He was killed by the other Taino leaders, because I guess one theory is he was sharing a lot of these stories, these ancient creation stories. And I guess they figure out that Columbus was up to no good. You know, hey, he's learning too much. Also, the second theory is these are sacred stories that were shared in the Arritos, the annual public ceremony that was celebrated by our ancestors. So whatever the theories is, my own personal theory was the reason Juan Mateo was killed twofold. One is that he was a catechumenate. That means he was learning the Catholic Church teachings. He was a Christian. The Catholic Church historically has noted that he was the first converted Christian in Quisqueya. He was the first one. Also, according to Arroyo Stevens, he was also the first anthropologist because he studied the Spaniard culture. Also, he was the first linguist, indigenous linguist, because he learned Spanish. And he wrote Spanish, communicated in Spanish. But guess what? Whatever we can say about this man, history knows as Juan Mateo, Guatibanana, he was considerate. That's right. I say he was considerate because whatever we know about Yahya, Yahyae, Deminan, Bayamanaco is because of this man. It was not Juan Mateo. There's no way Juan Mateo could have understood these creation stories. And I guess that, you know, before he created the work, Juan Mateo had died. People like Juan Arum, expert in Hispanic culture in Spain and so on, and the linguist, the language, the old classic Spanish language, you know, he translated a lot of these creation stories so we could understand them better. We don't have the original Spanish text. It's in Italian. But here's the thing. What does that all this have to do with Behique? Well, thank you once again for tuning in the Behique Show. Let's continue on. You know, anyone who aspires to be a Behique, very different from what churches look at as a priest or ministers. Even though it's very similar, and a lot of the Spanish scholars at the time, La Bartolomé de las Casas, who was a friar of the Dominican order, they referred to a lot of the Behiques as priests. You know, they took care of the semis, the sacred semis. For all you Taínos out there who know what a semi is, a sacred object, it's a representation, or as many will say, it's a manifestation of the sacred, the ultimate sacred, the ultimate being, which a lot of people call God, the Great Spirit. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. Whatever title you have for this highest being, our people were very, very organized. Our ancestors were very, very organized, and they had a system down pat. And this is what was written. There was Yokahubaguamanokoti, who gets a lot of attention, maybe because it's a male manifestation of the sacred, but he had a mother, according to the story. So many people consider him the principal sacred being. How can that be? Because he had a mother. So the mother has to be the principal. Well, my theory is that, you know, all these SMEs are just pieces of the general, huge, ultimate puzzle. So Yokahubaguamanokoti, you know, we're used to in Christian cultures and modern culture, used to God as male, father, in the Christian circles. But as we all know, for many indigenous people, it's also mother, the feminine. So Atabeira or Atabe, we see her as the ultimate female. Of course, mother brings life. So our ancestors, that worldview was basically centered on the power of a woman giving life. And then Yokahubaguamanokoti was the co-creator to the creatress. He brought form. He brought order into the world. So in the beginning, Atabe, giving birth to creation, as a little infant child, there's no language. There's no really understanding when a child is born. The child needs to be taught. So little by little, Yokahubaguamanokoti, born of the water, who had no father. So we have the co-creators right there, creatress, Atabe and Yokahu. These are very important concepts to understand. This is our ancestors trying to figure it all out. Okay? They're trying to figure all of this out. And that's pretty powerful. Just going to take a little break. I don't want to get too heady here. I'm going to play another song, and this is the Medicine Person song. It's written, once again, I played this song many times in the past. It was written by Edwin Cedeño, the late Edwin Cedeño, from his album Taíno. And basically, it's a beautiful song that talks about the power of the Behique, who is there for the people, the Yucayeque, And he's there to help the cacique, the Guamiquina, the ultimate leader in the community. And he's there to heal. The late Edwin Cedeño, you live on. Take it away.
Jagger.
Excellent. Thank you, Edwin Cedeno from the Spirit World, playing the Bahike song. So I'd like to thank everyone once again for tuning in. I'm having some difficulty still in my studio. It's been some issues. But thank you for your patience. Thank you for your, you know, coming in and listening. Just want to give a shout out to anyone out there who wants to, or shout out for anyone who wants to call in. That is, the number is 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. Maybe you're a Bahike in one of the communities out there in Taino world, and you want to call in and share your thoughts and experiences. That would be awesome. If anyone's out there inspiring to be a Bahike or a spiritual leader, come on in. You know, there's many titles in the Caribbean. Brujo, bruja, espiritista, and all that stuff, you know. And many of these titles, depending on your experience, it could be positive, it could be negative. I know personally a lot of people out there who are Christian, and they're also Bahikes. It's all right, you know, because they, you know, Taino is a culture, it's an ethnicity, it's a way of life. And in that path, there are many, many trails, there are many paths. There's the main path, is Taino, our ethnicity. Then there's many trails. And as long as it doesn't become dogmatic, I have no problem. I have no problem with people who says they're Bahikes and they're, you know, they're a Christian or whatever religion, Buddhist, even though Buddhism is not a religion, but, you know, it's all good. It's all good. As long as you do no harm. Just like the doctor's oath, do no harm. Very, very important. A lot of people work with medicines, the plant medicines, and that's a great thing. Many people set the bones. Many people do massages. And this stuff is handed down family to family. And this is one thing that's amazing about our indigenous culture, is that all of these beautiful traditions, spiritual traditions, are handed down. If you can hear in the background, there's some fireworks going off. They're not cannons, they're not guns. This is leftover fireworks from 4th of July. Oh my God. Sometimes it wakes me up middle of the night. But that's a different topic for a different night. Not the Bahike show. But here's the bottom line. If you have interests or if you have issues, come on in and call about different spiritualities and so on. I'll be having guests in the future. And these guests will be sharing their experiences of what is a Bahike and their responsibilities. Once again, 515-602-9792. Got any brave people out there? Well, in my experience, you know, I used to be a Capuchin Franciscan friar in my early life, in my late 20s. Mid-20s, my training was in the Catholic Church, was a seminarian in college. I did get my Master's in Divinity. When I read about Talismán de la Casa for the very first time, I was working on a paper. It was on both Talismán de la Casa, and I read many of his books, and the supreme book that he wrote was The Complete History of the Indies, which is a three-volume set, three books, so many chapters. You know, I skimmed through most of it. I'm still referring back to it. In the future, I'll be referring to a lot of his work because he was an eyewitness. And one of the reasons why he wrote these books was to his feeling, well, I mean, his understanding was that Taino culture was going to die. It will become extinct because of the devastation that he witnessed, the murders, the deaths, the rapes, the devastating. But our people, our indigenous ancestors, were very resilient. And here we are. We're still here, 21st century. And are these medicine secrets, or I should say these medicine traditions and practices, are still with us? And a lot of families can claim these lineages. It's very important to understand that in indigenous world, there's a difference between traditional and non-traditional or self-generated ceremonies or traditions, spiritual traditions. Traditional is a ceremony that was passed down from either family to family, teacher to student or apprentice, and never stopped. It never, never stopped. Okay? It didn't stop in 1492. Didn't stop in 1499. Continue on to this day. And there's a lot of people that I've met that have these traditions. Okay? These ceremonial traditions, these practices, the medicine, plants, remedies, the massage, the bone setting, the worldview of a lot of these gulanderos. Well, a lot of people call these brujos, you know, some negative association, understandings or concepts. But we know differently. We know better than that. But yeah, and then you have self-generated or non-traditional ceremonies that was basically created by Bahiques, present spiritual leaders, either in the community or something was inspired through ceremony, another, maybe through a traditional ceremony. And they start sharing that ceremony. And eventually it becomes a tradition. Eventually it will be. Give it 100 years. If people keep practicing that, it's going to be a tradition. But for now, it's non-traditional because it's still new. But if a community is practicing this ceremony constantly, it will eventually be a tradition, or it will be a traditional ceremony for that community. Very powerful stuff, you know. We're human beings. We're always in flux. We're like that river. A healthy community is like a river. It's constantly flowing. Once it becomes stagnant, it stops. The mosquitoes come, and it starts getting really nasty with the bites, and then the toxins start moving in, and it's not good. So it's very important to understand that Bahique is the servant of the people, is the moral compass of the cacique, is the counselor. And many of these Bahiques, their leadership is like the ultimate tequina, the ultimate teacher. They inspire others to lead. They inspire others to serve. The Bahique is the person who comes into a room, and if people are gossiping, people are going to be quiet because they know the Bahique is here. He or she is not going to like that. That's the Bahique. Another role I believe the Bahique that I believe is the chief warrior. Chief Tequina, teacher, and chief warrior, they're the ones that lead the warrior society. Think of Sitting Bull. Think of Crazy Horse. These are medicine people. Okay? In future shows, I'm going to talk about the Semis. There's 12 principal Semis, a sacred being, or sacred manifestations of the ultimate reality, which many people call God or Great Spirit. We're going to talk about that in future shows. Actually, the next show I'm going to talk about is the 12 Semis. And start expanding on the creation stories where we first found out about these Semis in writing and also through the art, archaeology. Yo, I give it to archaeologists. They're the best. You know, they dig up a lot of these potteries and through paint art, through carvings. You know, they compare the different levels of art through the years and through the different tribes in South America, North America, and so on. Well, for us, it'll be South America, Central America, and so on. Once again, I think there's a lot of people out there who told me they were going to call in, and I think they're a little afraid. Don't be afraid of those butterflies, those thalamas rumbling in your stomach. 515-602-9792. I know there's a lot of people from Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic who are listening. I'm going to speak to them right now. Mira, hermanos y hermanas allá en las islas del Caribe. Te estoy hablando. Mucha gente me dijeron que iban a llamar. Parece que tienen miedo. No sé. So, mis t- Si me está escuchando, llama aquí en el teléfono 515-602-9792. 515-602-9792. Una vez más, 515-602-9792. Yeah, man, tengo mucho respeto a la gente que viven en el Caribe, Borinque, Quisqueya. Mira, muy importante. Yo sé que mucha gente en el Caribe todavía tiene las tradiciones, algo muy sagrado en ceremonia o en práctica de curar, como las matas medicinales, los sobos. Y es muy importante que todavía conocemos que estas tradiciones todavía están vivas y son tradiciones. Y yo sé que hay mucha gente en el Caribe, como aquí en Nueva York, o los Estados Unidos, cualquier parte del mundo que son taínos, están creando nuevas tradiciones, nuevas ceremonias, y eso es bueno. Porque un día, maybe 50 años, 100 años, eso va a ser una tradición para la comunidad. Yo sé que hay muchos vejiques en la comunidad taína, en el parte del mundo, o sea, si tú quieres llamar ahora o en el futuro, te invito para que hable. Okay? So I invite everyone out there who are vejiques, spiritual leaders, or aspiring to be vejiques, come on in. You're all welcome here in the Vejique Show. I don't care if you're part of any group, community, tribe, it doesn't matter. You come on in, you're welcome here. Because we all have to share these knowledge of what it is to be a vejique. Now, I respect for many people who have these secrets. Yo respeto que muchos tienen secretos y no quieren compartir con el mundo. Eso yo respeto. I respect that. Pero hay cosas que necesitamos compartir. There's certain things we have to share with the world, especially our community. And these are things that are basic. Eso es cosa básico. And we need to teach the world. We need to teach our Taino community. The Vejiques are still here. But then we have to realize, you know, we have to be careful. We really have to be careful who we follow, what spiritual leaders we follow. And this is what I want to talk about now. I don't want to offend anyone. No quiero ofender a nadie. Pero es muy importante que sabemos quién son nuestros líderes. You know, when you look at the creation stories, and this is going to be for the next show I'll talk upon it, but the Vejiques, wow. Si tú lees la historia tradicional que tenemos, el Vejique, wow. Hay mucho golpe que recibió este Vejique en la historia, the creation story, la historia de creación. Man, when you read the creation stories, the Vejique gets beat up, man. Beat up really bad. Chopped up in pieces. It seems like a ceremony went bad. A healing ceremony went bad. We're going to talk about that in the next show. But what I gather is that, one, take your job seriously. Uno, cogerlo serio como Vejique. Take your job seriously. But two, that the people demand service. They demand good service. La gente quiere el servicio bueno. So there's a lot of stuff. You can't take these stories literally, but there's things to be learned, morals to be learned. And those stories they're deep. You're going to dwell into that. You know, after we talk about the semis, little by little, we're going to talk about the creation stories. And also, 21st century Vejique. What does a Vejique look like in the 21st century? You know, we've been influenced a lot by North American traditions as well, ceremonies like the sweat lodge, peyote ceremonies. We also been influenced in South America with the ayahuasca ceremonies, the yopo ceremony, which we call cojoba, the jarape, the sniffing of the tobacco. You know, we've all been influenced by these traditions that are still here now. The sun dance, And I just want to go on record that, you know, all these ceremonies I just mentioned are indigenous to the Americas, to Turtle Island. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's something wrong when people say, oh, you can't do that because that's not Taino. Well, guess what? If you hear that from a leader, guess what? They're lying. They're not being positive leaders. Okay? Because we're all indigenous, and all these ceremonies are indigenous. There's a northern tradition in the tribes that when you lose a ceremony or when you lose certain traditions, it's all right. It's expected that you visit your neighbor, your tribal neighbor, and if they have some traditions, you ask for help. And this is what happened in the Crow Nation. They lost their Sundance tradition. And they went to the Shoshones and they learned. Thomas Yellowtail, the great medicine man, he learned the Shoshone. That's why they don't pierce. Crows used to pierce. But instead of going into a book and researching it in libraries, they could have done that. Say, oh man, our ancestors used to pierce. Let's pierce. Man, but we don't know really how to do that, how they did it. So they were very smart. They were very cautious, and they were loving because they didn't want to hurt anyone. So they went to the Shoshones. They had a great relationship with the Shoshones, and the Shoshones taught them. So Thomas Yellowtail, the great medicine man of the Crow Nation, started doing Shoshone sun dances. But became Crow because the Crows are practicing it. You know, back in 97, I was gifted with the Crow Purification Lodge Ceremony. Irvin Singh's good steward taught me. He was a great elder of the Crow Nation and Peyote leader. And, you know, many years later, I right now it's in Juan Gonzalez has that lineage now in Sidra, in the Cerro del Bojique, in his land there. So it's right there now. So this is how traditions pass on. And one thing I told Irvin, when he asked me about what ceremonies you guys do, that we do, I said, Irvin, man, we lost those traditions, the ceremonial traditions. We have a lot of the medicinal. We have a lot of people practice the massage, the bone setting. But a lot of these ceremonial traditions are lost. And because of the invasion. And I remember to this day, I still remember his words. Well, tonight, I'm going to teach you our ceremony. So you can bring it to your people. And you can have a traditional ceremony. So there you go. This is tradition. I'm also a fancy dancer in the northern tradition. And that's caused some problems for me, being a Bejique. You know, Bejique, you're a role model to the people, to the Taino people. And any tradition, you're a role model. There's a lot of scrutiny that comes with the title. So I was heavily criticized. I'm not going to hate on others, but basically it was hurtful. But as a fancy dancer, I was taught traditional dancing. I was given 75 feathers. I was told to make my own regalia, and that's your tradition. I was given a head roach that is dated back to the old warrior societies because fancy dance is connected to that. So all these are traditions. And I remember when I was first presented with these gifts of regalia, I rejected it. And I remember my teacher saying, why are you rejecting our gifts? I says, well, it's a conflict of interest because I'm a Bejique, I'm a spiritual leader, and it doesn't look good, and it might confuse others. I says, brother, we're indigenous. It sounds like you're rejecting our gifts. That's not very indigenous to do that. And when I heard that, I says, I want those 75 feathers. I will make my regalia. And when I dance, I want to represent my people. So whenever I dance, it's kind of ironic because a lot of people, when they see me, they say, oh, you Taino? So as many feathers as I wear and makeup, whatever, they can still spot a Taino. So I say this to say that it's traditional to say thank you. it's traditional to learn from traditional people and say Bomatum, thank you. Pass of being a Behike is the spirit of gratitude. One way you can spot a true Behike, I find, is the humility of gratitude. Thank you. They don't reject gifts. They don't reject people in general. They embrace change. Thank you. When they learn, they embrace the newness of creation, the newness, the growth of a tribe. So it's important when you see a Behike or someone who claims to be a Behike. I'm not saying to judge them. I'm saying to look at them and see how grateful they are for their position as Behike. It's a title that's not thankless because of the ridicule that comes with that, the ridicule. It's tough. But to be a Behike, you have to be a person who's grateful. Grateful for the gift of community, the gift of having the opportunity to heal others. Also to be grateful for the negative energy that you may receive, because it's going to help you deflect that negativity and turn it positive. It's all energy. It's not good or evil. It's not good versus evil. It's energies. And the true Behike, part two, not just that you're grateful, but you're courageous. You're not afraid to say, damn, this ain't easy, but I have to balance these out. I have to find a rhythm between negative and positive, positive and negative. I have to find a balance. I have to be in rhythm. There's two parts. One is balance and one is rhythm. To be grateful, and you have to have courage. Yes, the Behike at times will be afraid. There's not one time in my life when I went into a ceremony and I felt the negative vibes, I saw certain things that scared the living daylights out of me. And I said to myself, what am I doing here? But at the end of the day, the Behike is courageous and will accept their fears and will try to make it work. And that's that old traditional dualism of the Taino way, darkness, and it's all good. We just have to find a rhythm. You know, I remember growing up, I couldn't dance salsa for any. I still can't dance salsa. I could dance merengue a little better, and bachata, forget it. But basically, a lot of the people that taught me, that tried to teach me salsa, whatever, they just gave up. They're like, geez, you don't have any rhythm. Forget about it. And I felt sad by that many times. And I got angry too. See, but Behike won't do that. They'll try their best to help the person find rhythm. So here's the thing. Gratitude, courage, and a Behike can be judged by their desire to create rhythm. Without rhythm, there's no excitement. Without rhythm, there's no energy. You need that rhythm. It brings a smile to your face. So right now, I'm teaching everyone who's listening out there, a Behike is a person who's grateful, a person who's courageous, and a person who has passion, passion to look for balance, a passion to look for rhythm, not just for herself, himself, but for others. I'll leave it there for now. Other levels of Behikeism, but the first one, like I said, is gratitude, courage, passion. Passion for what? Passion to restore balance, create rhythm for self and others. I'll give you a fourth one. Bahike is a realist. Okay, he's a realist. In other words, they're not going to bullshit you. They're not going to lie to you. They'll tell you straight up, what are you looking for, a cure? Yes, I'm looking for a cure. Well, you might not be cured. So we might ask for a healing. The ceremony might turn into a healing ceremony to prepare you for death. Or prepare you for something else. Gotta be honest with the person. Do no harm. Do no harm. You gotta be honest. So a Bahike is honest or a realist. Let's just keep it at honesty. No cover ups. There's no room to cover up. Total transparency. Very important for the Bahikeism, the role of the Bahike to be honest. And sometimes that honesty will have the Bahike walk away from the path for a little bit to recharge, to say, I can't do this anymore. Just have no energy. That's all right. So Bahike will be honest with that. BK will say, I can't do this, or I can't help you, but I can find someone who can help you. And I'll give you one more, number five. A Bahike, as much as they can, they will not charge you American money, Dominican money, whatever money. A Bahike will not do that. Now, I've been criticized before for saying this. The way I was taught, you don't charge. You don't put any material value into the ceremony. Why? Because the lineage, the teachings, and all that was free. For those that know, for those that try to live a spiritual life, whatever you receive, it's a gift, and it's free. I haven't heard the Great Spirit. I haven't heard the ultimate reality. I haven't heard of God charging for life, charging for creation. Sometimes it's a cruel world out there, and sometimes we bleed and we get bruised and we go through divorces, and it's rough out there, rough in our lives. But guess what? It's all free. Yeah, it might be a cost, but not money cost. And I'll say this right now. A Bahike will not charge a dime. If they're a traditionalist. If they're non-traditionalists, I guess they got to pay their bills. But that's all right. Don't sell it as tradition. As self-generated ceremony, something you created, and it's important for you to receive money or donation. That's all right. That's cool, man. But I'm saying something traditional is free, and that's the power of the lineage from generation to generation. There's no price to it. It's a contradiction. It's a gift. So the Bahike is constantly focusing on one thing, being one with nature. That's number six, one with nature. We imitate nature. Nature does not charge. The cherry that we pluck from the tree, we eat it, and guess what? We're given a seed. And with that seed, we can grow a cherry tree. Very, very important. So I thank all of you for listening today. Next time, I'm going to bring some guests. Some of you got scared, man. Well, that's all right. We'll get you next time. And I apologize if I offended anyone. Wasn't my intent. Just want to share my history, my opinion, which I hope is a positive one. I hope it's positive. One of the great experiences I ever had in a ceremony was being with others and experiencing creation, experiencing healing. So that's what it's all about, community. We don't do this alone. We don't do this for ourselves. We do it for the other, and the other does it for the other, and so on and so on. I like to end with one song. It's kind of cool. He's a Boricua, and this is some powerful medicinal music. Oscar Gaitaya, take it away. And I'll see you next time. This is the Mejique Show. This is Sanacori, the Valiant Clown, the Valiant Fool. Peace out. Bomatum. Thank you for listening.
Ritmo.